I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercised.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga. This time,
it's your time. Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around, it's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP. Radio.
High five.
Hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. It is Wednesday night. It is 9 p.m. Eastern Time here at the penthouse suite of the DDP Radio Megaplex as we broadcast live right here on DDP Radio at ddpradio.com. My name is Mike Mullins, and as always, you can find me over at Mikey90%.com, where you can find some pretty awesome gluten-free, dairy-free recipes, some inspiration when you need it, and we talk all things DDP yoga. And I'm also getting ready to release the Mike Mullins Spring-Summer Speedo Pictorial. So if you're having trouble with your overindulgence with food, you can check that out and most likely lose your appetite permanently. But anyways, Now for our classroom members of DDP Radio, I'm joined by the amazingly talented, always inspiring author of the memoir cookbook, Clean Comfort. She's the one and only Stacey Morris from StaceyMorris.com. Stacey, hello.
Hey, guys. Great to be here. And, Mike, I want to see that, okay? Please put that up on Facebook.
Oh, you'll never talk about your weight again. You'll never eat again.
Yes, and please do not send me the link.
She has a little bit of a viral video going on, so we're going to have to talk to her about that in just a few minutes. And of course, anchoring the ship, he is a DDP Yoga original. Before the Performance Center, before the app, and before the Accountability Crib, there was Diamond Dallas Page and this guy, Mr. Robert McLaren. What's up, my friend?
Oh, not too much, man. I'm having some PTSD syndromes from that just you mentioning a calendar. But
I'll put you down for edition copies.
Yeah, send those to Steve, if you would.
Anyways, now on to more important matters. We're going to have a fun show tonight. It is DDP Yoga Community Show. We have these every once in a while. We just like to kind of keep up with the community, and that's why we started the show to begin with, is to talk to the community members, to keep a kind of tight-knit weekly meetup of like-minded people who are in this to lose weight or get health. Questions, your concerns, your victories, your celebrations, your struggles, anything you want to talk about, we're going to talk about them here tonight. So you guide the ship, 347-994-1216. And remember, when you call that number, press 1 if you want to talk to us, 347-994-1216. And we're going where you want to go tonight. It's no format, no schedule, no nothing. We're calling it on the fly tonight, calling it in the ring, if you will. So anywhere you want to go tonight, give us a call and we will go there. But in the meantime, let's talk about some DDP Yoga workshops. We've had a couple great workshops in the past few months, and we got a few more on the way. And like we've talked about this several times on DDP Radio, you've never had an experience until you've worked out with Diamond Dallas Page live. It's a whole different animal. It's a whole different vibe, feeding from the power of his passion and his energy, as well as the energy and passion from everyone in the room. It's a whole different experience to witness it live, and it's pretty cool because it's not just a workout. You're not just going in there, getting your ass kicked, and leaving. He does the workout, but he also talks about clean eating. He talks about healthy living. He talks about positive mindsets, all things that are so important and so ingrained in us as the DDP Yoga Warriors, and he goes over that, and you think you know. You may think you know it all, but I guarantee you, you will leave the workshop with more knowledge, more excitement, more passion for the program than ever before. And I know Stacey and Robert can both attest to how life-changing the DDP Yoga workshops are in person.
Yeah, it's a whole other animal.
Yeah, it's just so different from you know, as great as the DVDs are, not only do you have DDP, but you have a whole room full of people who are all in sync, you know, and it's just really powerful. Usually there's some great music, you know, as a backdrop, and just a lot of amazing energy.
I know that, Robert, you came to the retreat a couple years ago, the first time you came to the DDP Yoga retreat, and you've been around Dallas for how long now? Since day one you've been here, like we said at the intro. You went around, you came back from that in such a good place, so inspired and so like full of knowledge and just, you know, pep in your step. And this is a guy that you work with Dallas daily, but you still go to those retreats and you still go to those workshops and come away with something that you didn't have before.
Yeah, I mean, the great thing about the retreats is not only working out with Dallas, but, you know, getting to meet all these great people that we have in our community, because we have, that's really the heart of everything that we're doing, are the people that are involved with it. So getting to hang out and interact with those people is just, just brings it to a whole other level.
Well, completely. You can't listen to the stories of the people that are in attendance, either the retreat or the workshops, or anything we do at DDP Yoga, DDP Radio, everything. You can't listen to those stories and not leave inspired. It's just you have to have, you know, wires and a battery for a heart, if that's what you think, if you can't get inspired by that. It's just so amazing. The people that are here, listen to Stacy's story, listen to Dallas's story, listen to Robert's story, listen to Arthur's story, listen to my story. There's so many different stories and so many different perspectives. And I don't know if you guys saw this. Last night, there was an E60 special on ESPN, which focused on WWE wrestlers. And they focused on the individual stories and the stories behind the character, the stories behind the performer and the struggles they've gone through and the real-life problems they have outside of the ring. And when you look at those stories, like the DDP Yoga community, when you finally relate to somebody and see where they've come from, see the path that they've walked, and understand where they are now, you get a whole greater appreciation for that person, seeing behind all of the Facebook posts and the pictures and the before and after photos. Before and after photos are just a snapshot. The work and the hell and the problems and the struggles and the tumultuous path they've traveled to get to those before and after pictures are something you can't post on a Facebook post. But it's so inspiring to hear those stories, and we have those at every single workshop and every single retreat. There's numerous people who have just had life-altering changes from this program.
And you haven't really lived until you're walking around Mexico in 90-degree heat and you run into Arthur wearing an army jacket and a wrestling mask.
Yeah,
absolutely. I completely agree. He's a blast too, and he's a wealth of knowledge too. If you ever get a chance to go to one of these things with Arthur's, at you know, you look at him and you see the videos that we put out of him. Since then, he has even learned more stuff. He's done more crazy stuff. He's taken more certifications. Guy is a beast. But if you want to see DDP Yoga live and in person, the DDP Yoga workshops coming up May 9th, 2015 at Funk Fitness in Brighton, Michigan. And June the 13th, Legend City Wrestling hosts DDP Yoga Inspiration Meets Perspiration in St. John's, Newfoundland. And, of course, you can find all the information on that over at ddpyogaworkshops.com. And, of course, I think, I don't know if the July retreat is sold out yet or if they're not taking that anymore, but I think they're still taking them for the October retreat, the DDP Yoga retreat, July 17th through the 23rd and October 16th through the 22nd, 2015. The DDP Yoga retreat, Riviera Maya, Mexico, El Dorado Resort, and Casitas. It is an amazing time. So many like-minded, great people, all just sharing a great week with each other. For more information on those, and if you've never been, if you can't get there this year, make a point to get there next year or the year after. You will not regret going. DDPYogaRetreat.com, as always. So that was a mouthful. Mm-hmm. But also, wanted to say real quick, DDP was plugging this on his Twitter page. You usually go to these, you know, merchandising websites, and there's a T-shirt or there's maybe a coffee cup or something like that. The DDP Yoga apparel line that he's put out there, and I know, Robert, you've worked on some of this as well, the apparel line they've done is really pretty awesome. There's some unique and cool items that you wouldn't expect to be branded. Like that DDP Yoga backpack is pretty amazing. The Michael Manna video that Michael Manna did on that. This awesome tank tops, the hoodie. I love my GDP yoga hoodie. That's one of my go-to favorite things to wear. It's a lot of cool stuff on there.
Yeah, we've actually got some new stuff coming up, I think, this week, maybe next week. We've got some new stuff that hopefully will be up soon.
I can't wait. And there's so many people willing to represent the brand. And it's always better to represent the brand when you're wearing something cool. Like, as much as I love the WWE, forever the WWE shirts were just so terrible. Like, so terrible that you couldn't really wear them and be comfortable in them. I thought a lot of their shirts were just really hokey and gimmicky, but the DDP Yoga stuff they're putting out there is stuff I'd wear even if it didn't have the DDP Yoga logo on it. It's cool clothes. It's cool stuff.
Well,
cool apparel.
What I need to know is how much of it is in pink?
How much is pink? Well, we've got the pink women's shirts right now. So we have at least those. In the,
okay.
Do you remember the women's? Go ahead.
Even little bits of pink, you know, just pink trim. I'll take it.
Yeah, and I think the women's burnout hoodie has some pink in it, but off the top of my head, I may be wrong about that. But I know it's a cool looking hoodie.
Yeah, absolutely. So much cool stuff up there. And if you want to check that out, head over to yoga.com and go to the apparel section. And Stacy, Miss Pretty in Pink herself, do you have anything going on? I know you've got all kinds of happenings in the past few weeks, book signings, recipe, you know, cooking demonstrations. Do you have anything coming on in your neck of the woods for the next few weeks?
Well, I've got some I've got some cooking demos going on here locally this month, and signings scheduled in the Adirondack Lake George region over the summer. And then after that, you know, we might be down, thanks to some DDP Yoga members, we might be down in the Baltimore area and maybe California. But, you know, as it all firms up, I'll let you guys know. But I am working on the second book, which is a dessert book. It's all sweets, snacks and desserts that are, you know, much healthier than what's out there and much lower in sugar. Because that seems to be people's favorite. You know, who doesn't like a piece of cake or a cookie now and then?
And Stacy, you're notorious for making these ridiculous, indulgent desserts that doesn't compromise taste, but compromises calories and healthiness and sugarless. You have so many great things that you use things and incorporate things into your recipes that you normally wouldn't think of to put in a cake recipe, but you do, and they turn out amazing every single time. So definitely check out one of Stacy's demos if you get a chance. She has some amazing recipes, and also StacyMorrisCleanComfort.com for some of those recipes in print form as well.
Thank you. Oh, and my website is being revamped, so please check it out. I just posted today a recipe for a dairy-free, no-bake cheesecake, which is really pretty good. It's a little bit of work, but it's worth it.
Oh, that sounds amazing. And, Stacy, you've got a little bit of a viral video thing going on yourself. A magazine posted one of your videos on their website, is it? And you've racked up so many hits. It's just an inspiring story to begin with, but you've kind of taken it to the next level and gone a little bit viral in the past few days. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was very, very surprising to me. And one of my Facebook friends told me about it. And it's sort of like the Huffington Post, but it's all positive stories. It's all uplifting stories. And it's called littlethings.com. And so I went on and checked it out. And then I checked out the YouTube video that Steve Yu made about 4 or 5 years ago, which was just kind of sitting there, you know, it would get hits very slowly. And I was up to about 200,000 in 4 years. And then all of a sudden, after this story broke on littlethings.com, I was getting like tens of thousands of hits every day. So I'm up to almost 800,000, which is really good. And I'm getting lots of, I'm getting lots of mail. DDP's getting lots of press. People are saying, okay, I got to try this. If it works for you, maybe it'll work for me. So it's really spreading, the story of hope and that anything's possible, which is very cool.
That's awesome. And couldn't happen to a better person. You've inspired so many people, and through your journey, and you continue to inspire many people. And this viral video is just another step in your journey, and a step to show people, you know, that it can be done. It can be done.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit of work. And Stacey,
yeah,
you're probably the last person at one point that thought it could be done, and well, that you did it. You did it anyways.
I did, and I did it my own way. I think everyone has to find the particular, you know, formula that works for them in terms of food and how often they want to work out and how intensely. But, you know, you can set your own rules and what works for you, and you don't have to follow some so-called, you know, expert diet doctor or celebrity or whatever. You know, there's so many celebrity fitness books out there that I, believe me, I've spent a fortune on books and on self-help, you know, and I finally realized, you know, I think I'm just going to listen to my body this time around, and I'll decide what to eat and how much is enough. And, you know, of course, Dallas and Terry Lang gave me great nutritional advice, which I took in. But I made it my own, and that's what he told me from the start, and that's what I tell others, you know, which is really great news. You don't have to feel confined or like you're following someone else's rules.
And that's what Dallas has kind of went with as the kind of like the hook line for his program the entire time is make it your own. Do what works for you. Do this the program the way it works in your life, because we all have different schedules. We all have different responsibilities in our lives, and sometimes we can't sit there and be healthy all day, every day, sitting there just eating fruits and vegetables and preparing every meal. But finding ways that work for you and finding ways that fit around your life is super important, and which is kind of what sets DDP Yoga apart from people.
It definitely does. And just to give you an example, what you were saying, Mike, earlier about, you know, before and after shots are great, but it just, that's a microcosm. It doesn't tell you what's going on in between those two photos. And like tonight, I don't always do this. I don't want to give the impression that this is how I eat all the time, but I am drinking a green juice made of kale and sauerkraut because it's probiotic. And some green powder, and it tastes freaking terrible. It just tastes awful. But I look at it as medicine, and it's how I balance out, you know, like last night I went out to dinner, and I ate a little heavier. So that's my rule, is when I have a rich meal, I balance it out the next day with something cleansing and light. And this is not my entire dinner, but it's something that I have to get down. Because I'm not a big vegetable eater, and I care about my health. I care about how my body functions. So I force it down, and I'm okay with it. But it overall, I benefit from it. But it's like some of these moments of unpleasantness, you know, when you don't feel like getting on the mat, or you're having some back pain, whatever, and you power through. And that's what it takes. It takes a little bit of sacrifice sometimes, but it's so worth it. And I used to live like just complete gluttony every day. I didn't care how much, you know, what the calorie count was. All I cared about was that it tasted good. And I paid the price for that, you know, and I don't want to go back to that prison where I'm, you know, where it's hard to move, where I have trouble breathing, you know, even sleeping is more difficult at that size. So here I am with my green drink. And every time I take a sip, I make a face like, oh, you know, but that's sometimes what it takes.
Exactly. You don't always have to like it. You just have to do it. Sometimes the benefits are more important than the taste. And we do that anyways in life. You know, why does people drink whiskey? It's not because it tastes good. I'd rather have a glass of juice than whiskey. But, you know, this is just a weird kind of
analogy. Yeah, I'm not sure that's the best comparison.
I'm just saying, you don't. Why do people drink whiskey? It doesn't taste good because it makes you kind of feel good afterwards. And that's kind of the same mentality when you're drinking like a shake or something like that. You know, it's a short little drink, but you're going to feel better. You're going to get healthier. You're going to, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Life for it. Yeah. So it's kind of like a little bit of pain for a little bit of pleasure.
Absolutely. It's, you know, it's about balancing. And there's always a sacrifice, I guess. Like when in my old life, I didn't want to sacrifice quantity or flavor. But you know what? I had to wear black stretch leggings and black tops because that's all that would fit in my size every day, you know, even during heat waves. And that's miserable. You don't want to be around someone that size in a heat wave wearing all black. Believe me.
Stacy, this drink you're drinking tastes good. It's not good. It's nasty. How much would you rather drink this drink every day than to be where you were 7 or 8 years ago?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this drink is only going to last me like 10 minutes. But once the weight is on, it's on. You know, it's not easy to get it off. So it's no comparison. Yeah, I'll gladly take this kale juice and keep my freedom.
We're going to get to our first caller in just a second. We've got a couple callers on the line. But real quick, I wanted to go over the GDP Radio mailbag because this was a question that I actually posed to my listeners and viewers at Mike90%.com. I know very little about vitamins and supplements. And I am not well versed in that, so I'm the wrong person to ask. But we had an email question come in from a listener asking about vitamins and supplements, which ones we use and which ones we like or which ones you can trust, because there's been a lot of things in the news lately of, you know, vitamins not being all they're chalked up to be. That some vitamins don't even contain any substances that they claim to contain. There's a lot of ifs and ands. The supplement industry is big business, and some of it can't be trusted, honestly. So this person was looking for some trusted and some vitamins or supplements that we use that might help her in her journey. I know Stacy and Robert's probably better to talk to you on this than I am because I don't know what to take either.
Well,
yeah, I only take a
Robert,
few.
Robert, what do you take?
I have my multivitamin. I've got my I always take extra vitamin C, and I take my fish oil pills, and that's pretty. Those are my staples, so I don't really get super extensive in it.
That's a really great like baseline you know little group of supplements, and I pretty much take that plus some CoQ10, which is good for the heart. And, glucosamine, which is supposed to help your joints. Even though I've dropped a lot of weight, I had a lot of weight on for many years and my joints took a beating. So that helps them a little, but I would definitely, if you can swing it, get a blood test, better yet, get an organic acid test that will tell you, you know, about certain markers and certain nutrients you're deficient in. But if you can't do that, I think, Robert, what you just said is perfect.
It works very well for me.
Yeah, I got to start taking my fish oil again. I usually take a multivitamin, a daily multivitamin, and I take 5-HTP, actually, which really has helped kind of, you know, calm me a little bit. I was having some anxiety issues while my dad was going through his issues, and it kind of lingered over a little bit to the point where I was getting anxiety out of nowhere, and I didn't know where it was coming from. It would just come on out of nowhere. I wasn't stressed. Nothing was going on, but I get a little bit of anxiety. My heart would start racing a little bit, and I found that the 5-HTP has helped quite a bit with that. So I take 5-HTP, and I take my multivitamin, and I got to get going on my fish oil again. I have a big bottle of it, but I kind of got scared off to it after I took it on an empty stomach and got violently ill.
I do want to mention something. This is something a nutritionist told me about like 15 years ago. She said that you really don't take any of the mainstream, like anything you can get at Walmart or at a mainstream drugstore. It usually has not so great ingredients and sugars and dyes and things. So there are a lot of good online sources you can, that, you know, they specialize just in vitamins and supplements. So I took that to heart about 15 years ago, and I'm pretty careful about where I buy.
That's good to know. I'll have to check in with you off the air and see what you recommend. That's good to know, because I've always wondered that, and especially all the news reports that have been on TV lately about these mainstream vitamin stores. I think, I can't remember where I read this, but they did a study where they took various brands of multivitamins off the stores of the Walmarts and the Walgreens and the Rite Aids and those mainstream places, and actually tested them, and they basically weren't even close to what they were claiming they were on the packaging.
Oh, yeah, I believe it. A couple of the places I buy from, there's so many out there, but Vitacost is one, and the prices are pretty good. Emerson. And there's one more. I'll have to look it up. I'll let you know before the show's through. But so just be careful about, you know, don't. I would say don't go to a discount department store, you know, to buy them.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you get what you pay for too, and especially with that kind of thing too. Anyways, we got a couple callers on the line. We got Bill on the line first. Hello, Bill.
How's it going with all you guys today?
Going good.
Hey, how's it going?
Nice. I just wanted to give you guys a couple quick updates. I went to my doctor not too long ago for just a simple checkup. I gained about 7.5 pounds. And so, I mean, that's some good news right there. And then I seen my another doctor today, who would be performing the Achilles tendon release and a couple other deals, and gonna get that squared away. So it's really looking forward and positive for myself, and
that's great, man. It's all about moving forward, and it seems like you're doing that, brother.
Yeah, which I'm pretty happy about, and I got to just throw this in there. Thank God, Mike, I can't see your calendar that you want to come out with. And I know that's a blessing.
It's not going to be pretty, man. It's not going to be pretty.
Well, hey, Robert, you know, just close your eyes and pretend you're blind for a couple seconds.
Yeah. I might have to go that way just to avoid it. I can't even imagine the kind of mental scars it'll leave.
Oh, it'll leave some.
I might describe the picture and put it out in Braille for you.
No, yeah. I'll just completely bypass that. I want to get with you, Mike, probably through your website, and just, you know, pick your brain a little bit. And, you know, I feel like, you know, I got a couple good things moving. What they were saying, with me and that whole process, I'll be up for about 4 to 6 weeks, non weight bearing, if I go forth, or when I go forth after the 19th of May with all this surgical procedures. So that's kind of what I'm looking at.
Awesome, man.
Well, that's fantastic. And it sounds like you're wanting to gain weight. So it's happening.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I programmed myself, took some time to eat about every 2-3 hours, and I actually went to this natural food store last week, and you won't believe the price of milk over there. It was, for a half gallon, it was $10, and this was unpasteurized milk.
I haven't bought milk in so long. I don't even know what it costs anymore.
Yeah, I looked at someone read me the price tag, and I'm like, $10 for a half a gallon? This is crazy. And then I went down a couple of other aisles, and, you know, it was $12 to $13 for a product. And I seen some oddball products that, Stacy, you mentioned, like, in post, that you use for, like, ingredients or just different things. I've seen a couple of them there. I've seen like a lot of superfoods and so I mean, you know, it's really going positive, and I'll keep you guys posted as you know, posted as it goes forth. And
awesome, man.
Right. Absolutely. I'm glad you're pursuing it.
Keep moving forward, man. Always be moving forward. That's what counts, brother. And, you know, whatever setbacks you have with surgeries or injuries, just remember, anything that you've lost in flexibility or strength or diet or exercise can be regained with a little bit of hard work. And it seems like you're quite on your way, man. So keep kicking ass, brother, and keep us posted, man.
Yeah, I will, because, I mean, you guys are a positive support, you know, all three of you guys, plus all the stories I hear. And, you know, it's just it's a real good group to be around, and you know, it's all we're not just out for ourselves. We're out just for helping others, and, you know. And that's kind of where I'm at. I'm helping myself, but I always want to help others out too.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you for calling in, and definitely keep moving forward, brother. And good luck getting back on your feet, and keep us posted, bro.
Oh yeah, definitely.
All right, man.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care, Bill.
Thanks, bro.
You too. Bye.
All right. There's Bill right there. And I think we have Josh on the line, too. Is this my boy, Mr. McAdoo?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's going on, man?
It's Cecil B. DeMille, the filmmaker.
I wanted to call in just to actually thank Stacy in person or over the phone, I guess, instead of just passing messages back and forth for coming to me to do her video. That was a lot of pressure on me, and I'm not the most talented person in the world. And it was really kind of something I needed in my life right at the right time. And it was like, yeah, I need something to focus on. And then Stacy messaged me with the asking me to do this video. So thank you very much, Stacy, for giving me something to concentrate on.
Thank you. Because this was a vision I had for years, you know, since the Steve U video. And it ties into childhood bullying and how to overcome a lot of, you know, demons and stuff from the past. And I don't know if you checked your email today, but my sister saw it, the video today.
I saw the email, and I was blown away. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice that you passed that on. So that was awesome.
Yeah, she was really, she said she cried. It was very powerful. So, I hope that it gives, like my other video, I hope it gives people a little spark, you know, that things can get better.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it was very nerve wracking. I will be honest, just because it's like, man, this story is so amazing and it sells itself. But man, I gotta do justice to it, and you know, so much can go wrong when you're doing stuff like that. But it just seems to click, and it was just, again, like I said, it was just an awesome thing to have pop up into my life. So I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to do that. So.
Oh,
thank you.
You did such a great job with the music and the photos. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. And that's the only thing I wanted to call in and just say hello and all that good stuff. So keep doing what you guys are doing, and we'll be in touch as always.
Okay,
awesome,
Josh. I can't wait to see your future projects. I know you've got some in the works, so keep us posted.
We have some in the works that should be all coming out throughout the summer. So I don't know if I'm at liberty to say anything yet, but there's some other things coming down the road. So that's always a plus for me. So.
Oh, cool.
So. I actually didn't know that this Josh McAdoo, Stacy Morris project even existed, and I talked to Josh pretty much on the daily. So I actually saw the link here in the chat room, and I'm really excited to check this out. So I'll give you some feedback when I talk to you later, Josh. All right, man?
Sounds good, man.
Cool. Thanks for calling in, Josh.
Yeah, no problem. Take care, guys.
Take care, man.
With the Ask and Josh McAdoo. Thank you very much, man.
Yep.
All right. Anyways, I got a couple topics that I kind of came up with. Sometimes when we do these community shows, we could get inundated with phone calls. We may have one or two. We might have none. So I kind of have a couple things that I kind of had to go over with while we were hanging out here. One of them is my good buddy Doug. My buddy Doug, who I've known since I was 13 years old, been friends for a long time, was always the skinny kid. He was always the little skinny kid that could eat whatever he wanted and, you know, never gained a pound. And he's still like that. He's still skinny as hell. But he came to me about a few months ago asking about DDP yoga. And I led him to the site and told him all about my progress and stuff like that. And he was willing to listen. And he was the quintessential skinny guy who was horribly unhealthy. Didn't have a belly, wasn't fat, wasn't overweight, but was horribly unhealthy. And he's changed his eating habits since then and killing it. But he came to me about a week and a half ago and said, I love the workouts. I'm getting really flexible. I'm doing awesome. This is going really well. My lower back is killing me. What's happening? But when I do the workouts, my lower back is killing me. So we went through a couple things. We went through a couple, you know, scenarios and we talked. And I don't understand why his back is hurting. It's supposed to help with that kind of thing. And it came down to this. And it's really important if you're doing DDP yoga, and especially when you're new to DDP yoga, to kind of understand this. When Dallas says, "Ramen cutter, to flex your as hard as you can," you gotta flex those.
You are starting to really break up, Mike. Are you hearing that as well, Stacy?
Yeah, I'm hearing like a whistling or something.
Yeah, I hear it too. I don't know if that's my phone.
I'm not hearing it at all, no, so it might be mine.
No, it stopped.
I'm hearing like a really kind of like a screeching in the background.
Oh, I don't hear it now.
Yeah, I don't hear it now either.
You were cutting out a bit.
Oh, was I?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll try to talk. I don't know. This is my only phone I got right now because I don't get reception on my cell phone, so hopefully it'll stop. But anyways, the problem was my buddy's back was hurting, and he wasn't engaging his glutes when he was going back in diamond cutter. So he's pretty much just throwing his arms back all the time and doing the diamond cutter, but without engaging your glutes, which I was trying to stress to him, which I try to stress with many people when they're first starting DDP yoga, that you got to engage those glutes when you go back in diamond cutter because you're not doing yourself any favors if you don't. And that was the cause of his back pain that was happening so badly. So Stacy and Robert, you understand how when you're going back in diamond cutter, it's so important to squeeze those glutes as hard as possible to take the pressure off the lower back right there.
Yeah, especially when you're starting out, because, I mean, for him, where he's coming from, I guess anybody starting out, you're not going to be, your core is probably shit. So you've really got to protect that as you're building it up.
Yeah, absolutely. And that turned out to be the problem. It's he started engaging during the bridge and during the diamond cutter position, going back into the diamond cutter, and he noticed a world of difference and is getting so much out of it, and flexibility and feeling good and looking good. And that's exactly what it was. So if you guys are having problems with your lower back or anything, watch when you're squeezing your glutes when you go back in the diamond cutter. It's so important because you're pretty much, if you're not engaging your glutes, you're pretty much just throwing your hands back and wrenching your back for yourself. So yeah, it's really important, and that just made a world of difference for him. So I kind of wanted to throw that out there because I've had a couple people ask me a couple times about that, and it's so important to just keep those glutes tight when you're going back on the diamond cutter.
Yeah, I mean, just the red hot core in general, because I know we're not talking about red hot core, but when we're talking about the core and keeping the back strong, you know, I always tell people to make sure to do the red hot core as often as possible because it's so important for lower back pain. So that's part of it as well.
Yeah, you don't realize how much the red hot core kind of correlates with back. The core pretty much will make everything better. If you get your core stronger, your DDP yoga practice in general will be better. Your life will be better.
Yeah, it's made a huge difference for me. I mean, when I was out, I took a day off a few weeks ago and went out to this local attraction, and I was walking around for like 6 hours. And normally that would have just killed my back, and I was totally fine. I mean, I think I had heat stroke, but other than that, I mean, my back felt fine.
Yeah, it changes your whole world. And the core, I mean, it's so important. And I don't stress this enough to people. if you can't get on the mat or anything, hop on, do 10 minutes of Red Hot Core. It's 10 minutes long. And everything will be better. Your core will be, once your core is stronger, you can pretty much do anything. And it makes your back feel better, your legs feel better, your whole body feel better. And it's 10 minutes long. We all have 10 minutes. And when I first started DDP yoga, that killed me. The Red Hot Core just killed me. And you notice you can actually physically feel yourself getting stronger and better at it because it gets more doable and more doable. And now I can knock it out great. And I love doing that workout. But when I first started, it killed me. And that's so great about DDP yoga. And that workout is in particular is you can actually physically see the changes in your practice, and you see the progress, which keeps people going. Because if you just kept doing the same thing all the time, it's not going to keep you going. But if you see yourself, oh, I can do this. I couldn't do that yesterday, but I can do it today. That's inspiring, and that pushes you to go further and further.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any I'm sure you had to have, Stacy. Did you have any core issues when was that tough for you to build up when you were losing the weight?
Well, I remember, I can still remember the first time I did Red Hot Core, and I was so sore the next day. I mean, just really, I could feel it everywhere. And now, you know, I do it pretty regularly, at least twice a week. And, you know, I'm not sore, so I've built up the core strength. It does take some time, but I found, you know, within a couple weeks after starting it, I was kind of off and running. So it the core is a very responsive, I don't know, entity. You know, it'll really work with you. If you do the workouts, it moves right along and gets a lot stronger. Just after like 2-3 weeks, I think you'll start to feel a difference. And you know what else helps my core? It takes a little more time, but I love stand-up. Because it's a lot of balancing on one leg or the other, and that takes a ton of core strength, and it's great for my coordination. And Yoga Doc pointed out that when you do work on one leg and then another, or if you do like a twisting lunge, one side then the other, that actually stimulates both hemispheres of your brain. And it kind of ties in with mental clarity and coordination. So there's so many benefits, you know, to doing the workouts.
Yeah, actually, not yesterday, but the day before yesterday, I did stand up and Red Hot Core because I almost always do Red Hot Core at the end of my workouts. And I'm still, as long as I've been doing it, I'm still sometimes amazed at how good my balance is from doing it.
Yeah,
I love this.
It's a great feeling, isn't it, to be able to, you know, do that stuff and stand on one leg. I mean, try to see someone who's never done it, attempt it, and then you'll realize how much strength you've built up, and it's a great feeling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, sometimes I feel like a flamingo.
I love the stand-up workout, and the great thing about it is it's one of those workouts that you literally can take anywhere. You're going to be in situations, maybe at work or on your lunch break or a hotel or something, where it's not, you know, privy to be laying on the floor and rolling around the floor. But stand-up is a really portable workout that you can take anywhere. And kind of brought me into my next topic that I wanted to talk about is that you can do this workout anywhere. And the stand-up workout is one of my favorites to take to a hotel room or a gym. We have a beautiful, beautiful gym here in my apartment complex. I don't really want to be rolling around the floor on it, but I'll throw in my earbuds and tape the DDP Yoga MP3s and do my stand-up routine at the gym right before I hit the treadmill for a little bit or hit the weights for a little bit, which I've recently started doing. But it's a very portable workout, and with it being a long, long winter, especially where you are, Stacy, in Buffalo, upstate New York, it's a long winter, and one of the greatest things I love about DDP yoga is for no additional cost comes with the program. You get the MP3 sets, and the MP3 sets, I think, are something that people don't utilize nearly as much as you should. Sometimes when I'm sitting here in my living room every day doing a DDP yoga workout, staring at the picture behind my TV as I work out, it gets kind of like Groundhog Day over and over and over again. And I love that now that spring and summer is here, it's really a great thing to be able to either go out on your front porch or your back deck or out in a field by your house or by a lake or by the ocean and be able to take your DDP yoga workout elsewhere. Just for a change of scenery and just to get out. It's so, I know you've worked out outside, Stacey. I don't know about you, Robert, but it's such a whole different animal. It feels so good, the wind blowing in your hair and your face, and to do a workout outside, it's really refreshing, and it gives you kind of a really big pick-me-up for the day.
Oh, yeah. I've done it a few times.
Yeah, now that the weather's good. I just did that yesterday. I took my mat out to the front yard. The blossoms are out here. Beautiful. It's like a movie set. And, yeah, you can bring it anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you look ridiculous.
It's good to shake things up.
Sometimes you look ridiculous standing out on the deck in front of people doing your workout, but who cares what they think?
Yeah.
I love doing that. I'd go down to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, stand on the docks, and when I was up in New Hampshire during the summer and I do my workout out there, it's such a revitalizing experience. It's not cooped up in your house, and that's something that I think people don't take advantage of enough is the MP3s, whether you're taking to the gym or outside or anywhere. Change up your routine, you know, get out of the funk of just constantly standing at your TV and watching the TV as you go through the workout. It really kind of just refreshes things a little bit.
Absolutely. And, you know, Mike, I wanted to, you reminded me of something. You talked about your friend Doug. Well, we all have a friend, Doug, here at Team DDP Yoga. You guys know Doug Steffen.
Oh, yes.
He's like an old-timer. He's been around as long as I have. And he's overseas. He's in Germany. He's in the service. But Doug is currently recovering from some major knee surgery. And he's on Facebook. He's on Team DDP Yoga. His last name is spelled Steffen. And so if you want to look him up on either Facebook or on Team DDP Yoga and send him some well wishes, I know he'd appreciate that. He's got a little bit of a road ahead with the recovery. But I know he misses the workouts, but he's been such a great supporter of so many people. So if you can just send him some get well wishes, that would be fantastic.
I didn't know he was banged up. I didn't know he was injured. I had no clue. I'll have to get a hold of him. He's had a rough road ahead of him for a while. I remember when he was in Mexico, not last year, but the year before, he was recovering from, I think it might have been a shoulder injury or something, or knee or something.
Yeah.
But he's had a few different injuries, so he's had a tough time. And Doug is a great guy. I call him the mayor because he's out there kind of talking with everybody, just coercing and, you know, keep making everyone feel comfortable and at home. He'll introduce me to everybody and remember everybody's name where that's not one of my strong points. So Doug's a cool cat. So I definitely hit him up on Facebook. I feel bad. I would have hit him up sooner if I'd known that he was a little banged up.
Yeah, he's been lying low, but I was in touch with him recently. And, I wanted to pass – I always – if I – try a food that's clean and good. I always want to share it. I was out of town this past weekend, and I came across, you guys are familiar with the coconut milk, So Delicious.
I love it.
Yeah, well, they make ice cream bars and ice cream products, which are made of coconut milk. And I kind of had to give up their ice cream bars, which I love, you know, because of the sugar. They just came out with a vegan sugar-free ice cream bar. I mean, I was flipping, and it's really good. So it's like, you know, the little kid in me gets to eat ice cream again, and there's no sugar hangover, no dairy hangover. And it's sweetened with monk fruit for the ice cream, and the chocolate shell is sweetened with stevia. And it was really good. Bill tried one, and he was pretty impressed.
I saw that on your Facebook page, and I was really, really curious. And I have to ask you where you were able to find that.
Well, I found it in Rochester. We were visiting Bill's family at Wegmans. Wegmans is this wonderful supermarket that's in the Northeast. But I would think Whole Foods, some health food stores, anywhere where you can buy healthier choices would probably carry it.
Oh, that's one thing that's been the, I do the So Delicious coconut milk ice cream and the almond milk ice cream. I actually like the coconut milk better than the almond milk one. But mm-hmm. I do their ice cream, and I'm not much of a sweets guy. I'm not big into cakes and cookies. I like them. I enjoy them, but it's something I could give up. But I mm-hmm. am fact, and to make anything better, you have to be honest with yourself. You have to admit it to yourself. I am a 100% yeah. ice cream addict. I am uh-huh. a fiend. It was the hardest thing for me to give up. I absolutely love ice cream. And finding the So Delicious the brand was a lifesaver for me, and it was huge for me. And I love their coconut milk French vanilla ice cream. But I will have to try those bars because, if anything, you know, the sugar is not great for me. And I haven't given up sugar 100%. I've tried to cut back, but I haven't given it up. But that's an awesome find, and I'll definitely have to check that out because I'm excited about that now.
Oh, yeah, and Mike, that you should be getting my book any day. There's an ice cream recipe in there made from frozen bananas, so I think you'll enjoy that.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much. I can't wait. I appreciate that.
Sure.
Yeah, ice cream's my thing. I'm a big ice cream fan. Especially in the summer in New England, we have all those ice cream shops on the beach and stuff like that where I'm up there. But the last thing I wanted to talk about real quick before we got going is I put a Facebook post on Facebook the other day. I had set a goal for myself for this summer, and it's nothing specific. It's just kind of like a betterment of life goal, and can kind of, you know, get things under control. And I've been kind of plateaued for a little while, and I kind of want to break through that and get to where I want to be. But anyways, I was talking to someone about goals the other day, and while goals are so important, and we've talked about this in the show before, but it's really good to kind of refresh this kind of thought process. We set goals as Team DDP Yoga members. It's a big part of our community. It's setting goals and nailing goals, or maybe not. But one of the most important things that Dallas ever said, and it really hit with me, especially with my goals, is to react and adapt. Goals are great. And they're a great kind of map to get to. But if you don't hit your goals, you can't give up. I remember I was in the mindset a couple of years ago where I wanted to lose 40 pounds by summer. And I lost 10 pounds by almost where my goal was. And I'm like, ah, screw it. It's, who cares? I still lost 10 pounds. Evolving mm-hmm. your goals is a big process in goals. Evolving your goals, if you realize you're not going to hit your goal, evolve it. Make it something smaller. Make it something different. But say you want to lose 40 pounds by summer. If you don't lose 40 pounds, you lose 30 pounds. You still lost 30 pounds. You know, goals are great to have as kind of maps and to guide you somewhere. But you need to look and forgive yourself if you don't hit those goals and realize the growth and the process and the progress that you've made while trying to achieve that goal. A goal is just pretty much just a magical out there kind of statement, but the growth that goes within making that goal, who cares if you didn't hit your 40 pounds? You still lost weight. You have to look at the big picture and look at the positives that come out of things and evolve and adapt. React, adapt, breathe, and take action. React, adapt. Sometimes you have to adapt your goals in life. It's not always going to be perfect all the time. You can't control what your body is going to give you. But if you can evolve those goals and react to them and adapt to them, yeah. It's going to change your whole world. And I'm sure Stacy and Robert both know about that.
Well, that also brings a couple things into question as well, because you also have to that's where the rest of SmackDown comes in, because you have to keep – I would keep the goals small and keep them attainable as well. You know, because it's still, for a lot of people, it's not all that attainable to set a big goal for losing 40 or 50 pounds in you know, 6 months or whatever. So I would, you know, break that down and make it smaller and make it more attainable, you know, because not only setting a goal for 6 months to lose 50 pounds is great if it's attainable for you and your body type, but I would also break that down into smaller goals to build up to that as well.
I completely agree, and yeah. I'm going to throw my buddy Russ under the bus here, not in a bad way, because he's a great guy, but for a while, he was in very open about this. Russ the Tuba Geek, he's been very open about it. He would set these huge goals for himself. I'm going to work out 300 days in a row. I'm going to lose 60 pounds in 2 months, or whatever he'd make those goals, and they'd be so far-fetched goals that when he realized he wasn't getting close to that, he got discouraged and kind of went the other way. So the goals were kind of counterproductive in a way. So, Robert, that's a great point, that you really want to make goals that you can hit. Because as soon as you hit one goal, it's going to inspire you to get to the next one. And as soon as you start hitting a few goals, maybe you can make a little bit more loftier ones. But the smaller, attainable goals are so important. I love that. I love that comment, Robert.
Yeah, you got. If there's, just like you said, it's going to be the same result that Russ got, is because he had these huge goals and he's basically, you know, beating himself in the head because he's not reaching his goals, but they were so lofty and so out there.
Yeah, and it's a great idea to evolve them. Their goals are not verdicts, you know. You don't have to condemn yourself if you happen to not meet one. But hey, you got partway there. That's pretty great, you know.
Yeah,
recognize what they did accomplish.
Yeah, these are not like character indictments. You shouldn't live and die by your goals.
Right.
Yeah. They need to be adaptable, evolving. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen in your life, that maybe your goals don't seem possible at the point where you're at. So adapt them, evolve them, change them if you need to. Goals aren't, you know, the magical carved in stone testimony or anything like that. It's a goal. It's something that you made up in your head that you want to do. And you know what? I change my mind probably about 30 times a day on different things in my life. And, you know, goals can be one of them. It's not set in stone that you have to get this goal. Adapt. Evolve. And I know, Stacey, Robert, you've never really had the overweight problem. You actually wanted to gain muscle. But I know, Stacey, it's really not a great thing, at least in my opinion, to set pounds goals. I want to lose 10 pounds in this amount of time. I want to lose 20 pounds in this amount of time. It's a great to lose the weight, and it's great to be able to make those changes. But sometimes, you know, pounds are not the way to go when setting goals for some people.
Yeah, what helped me, I finally, it clicked. I realized I am not smarter than my body. You know, I mean, the instrument that regulates your blood pressure, your heartbeat and everything without us having to get involved. So why would I tell it how much to lose and when, you know? Just trust the process, you know, find a way of healthy eating that works for you, and your body will take it from there. You know, it really will. I'm living proof of that.
Yeah. And my goals are never about, specific numbers, you know, cause I want to, I want to gain more weight. I want to become more flexible, but it's, you know, for me, you know, I'll set different goals. Like I want to get through all the push-ups in, you know, double black diamond, or you know, I want to, you know, I set little goals like that, where I'm not tied down to, you know, to hitting a specific number, because you know your body's going to change, your body's going to adapt. Especially for me, I mean, for somebody like a Slim Gilliam, he can definitely set a goal where, you know, he started at 600 pounds, or for him to lose 50 pounds is very attainable. But for someone else who maybe only wants to lose 5 or 10 pounds or something like that, I don't think looking at a scale number is going to be the best way for them to go, because there's so many ways that you can goals to achieve beyond that. As for flexibility or for strength or for whatever else, that a weight goal just really isn't a good idea for them.
I completely agree. Sometimes the non-scale victories are the most important victories. And, you know, you can measure your weight, but you can't measure how much heart was put into the process. You can't measure how much effort was put into the process. You can't measure how much growth you've made personally. In your workouts, in your weight loss, you know, in your health. Sometimes things can't be measured by a scale, and those things are sometimes the most important. And I love that. I love that, Robert. That's a great point. And we're about out of time. It's a fun show tonight. We talked about a lot of different things. We covered some different things. Sometimes those shows, when we don't have a plan, when we don't have anywhere to go, and just kind of winging it off the cuff, you know, leads to some good discussion. And thank you guys for indulging us in our discussion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we went to a lot of different places.
Exactly, and that's, and you know, that's the great thing about it is these community shows. You know, when we have a guest, we pretty much have a regimented thing we're going to talk about. We got some places we have to go. But I love these community shows almost just as much as anything because it's pretty much just – it's kind of like a roadmap. You know, connects to here, connects to here. We get there, we go there. And we got a lot of different things covered, and we got some good phone calls. So I appreciate you guys calling. And Robert, thank you very much, as always, for holding down the fort on the technical side of things and for all your hard work and for your priceless insight as well. Robert pulls double duty. He's out there checking calls, queuing calls, checking the phone lines, as well as providing his expertise as well. So he works harder than any of us on the show. So thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
No problem. It's my pleasure.
And Stacy, thank you so much again. Your insight, of course, is unbelievable, and your inspiration to me as well as the DDP Yoga community. And Stacy posted a link to her video in the chat from Josh McAdoo that he did. So I will be checking that out as soon as the show ends, and I highly suggest you do too. If you click on the chat right there, you can actually see it. And if not, if you're listening later on, I'm sure you can find it from looking at Stacy's StacyMorris.com page as well. So until next time, thank you guys so much for joining us. And remember, every day you still have blood pulsing through your veins, there's air in your lungs, your heart's still beating. It's another day to turn it all around. So turn it around. Never, ever, 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 ever give up. Own your week, my friends. See ya.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh! Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.